Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
I'm fly. Hey, y'all, it's Lane. Thanks for tuning in to the Kicks and Tits Show. Be sure to check him out.
What's good, everybody? It's your boy Gerard and your girl Gabby. We're back for episode 44 of the Kicks and Shit Show. Listen, I really feel like every week I need to change the way in which the intro goes, right? Like, so sometimes it'll, and by intro I mean the fake air horn noise, I either go long and hold it, or I and cut it really short. You know, it's going to be a varied mixture of the way I introduce the air horn. So I just wanted to put that out there so you were aware.
I mean, I'm aware. I just want to make sure that our audience is aware, because we care about them more than we care about ourselves, right, Gerard? And that's why I wanted you to have your solo moments.
I appreciate that.
You noticed that. I kind of took a step
you,
back.
You really, right? you allowed me to have a moment. So now I'm going to allow you to have a moment. Gabby, what's going on in those streets?
Gerard, I can't even talk about what's going on in these streets. There is so much going on in these streets.
Internet issues.
Washer dryer issues. But I will say, I actually got to see the streets, and I'm going to say something that I know you're going to appreciate, and I already know the answer to the follow-up question I know you're going to ask. It was a beautiful day, Gerard, and it's been we've had some lovely weather, so you know it. I went out for a nice walk, and guess what I wore on my walk? My favorite summertime
staple. Well, listen, being that it is 65-plus degrees in this part of the country where we live, I'm going to guess bike shorts.
Ding, ding, ding. We're going to, in the post-edit, add in some actually fancy sound effects. Yes, I am wearing bike shorts. And to answer your follow-up question that I know you're thinking in your head, no, I did not have ankle weights on with them. They're a little dusty. I gotta break them out in a little bit, because I think we're supposed to go back down to that cold front coming up this weekend. But you know what? I will take it. I love me some bike shorts. You know, Air Max month, we are in full swing. I don't know when it became a month versus a day. I'm cool with it being just a day. I know we were talking to our girl, Adina. Mm-hmm. Adina shares the same sentiments. But you know what? It's true with any holiday. We like to celebrate whatever it is we're honoring all year round.
Yeah.
Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, International Women's Day, Air Max Day.
I like it. I like where your head's at, Air Max Day. Mm-hmm. You're right. But listen, you know, I'm with you. Because if you make Air Max an entire month, well, I mean, there are plenty of silhouettes within the Air Max.
I was going to say, Gerard.
There are plenty of silhouettes to do within a month. But, you know, maybe you know, one day is fine. Maybe Air Max week. How about Air Max week? Like Fleet Week.
I don't know if it's just like, it's like Feet Week, Fleet Week. That's all I'm thinking in my head. I don't know, though. But, like, why does Air Max have to have a whole week, though? I mean, don't get me wrong. You know I love me some Air Maxes.
You think it's too much?
Well, like, why don't we have, like, Jordan one day?
Well, because Jordans are, like, so ubiquitous. They're just always. Like, it's always Jordan time. When is it not Jordan time?
It's always Air Max time.
That's true. Fair enough, Mark.
Right? Like, what about Adidas Superstar Day?
Adidas Stan Smith Day. Puma Los Suedes. What about those?
Right.
What about Balenciaga Day? No.
All right, now we're getting carried away. Let's relax with that one, okay? No shade to Balenciaga. If you love to rock Balenciaga, you do you.
Look at you shading. You're shading Balenciaga.
You knew it was coming. I'm not shading Balenciaga. I just said, now we're entering a whole new territory. What is Gucci Day? What about Fendi Day? Oh, what about Prada Day? What about Burberry Day?
Burberry, ooh.
What about Forever 21 Day? Because we like to show the high-low range here. Yeah. You're an inclusive show, so
wait,
how about
H&M
Day?
What was the store when I was young at the mall that looked like, I mean, when I think about
Dress
that
Barn Day.
When I think about that store now, oh, Hot Topic. It's like, what?
Spencer's Gifts Day. Like, come on, now we're getting carried away. Why do we have to have a day for everything?
Yes, it's just wear whatever you want day. How about that? Like, whatever you want to rock, that's what.
That's every day of my life, yes, Gerard. Bike shorts all day, 360, you know.
Are you feeling, though, like, excited that we, or is it a tease that we are, got a couple warm days in a row?
It's a tease.
Okay. So, because being that it will snow on Tuesday, potentially, allegedly.
Allegedly and respectfully. This is how I feel about this time of year always, though, you know, and Hoboken, we have St. Patrick's Day 2 weeks early. We like to do things a little bit differently.
Didn't do it this year.
And you know what? There's always like the jerk that's walking around in shorts. Like, nobody thinks you're a hero, my friend, in the middle of March. But we have a 65 degree day, and you see all the shorts. Everyone's running outside all of a sudden. You realize how many dogs live in Hoboken and babies, you know. But that first break of warm weather is the biggest tease of the year. Mm-hmm. It feels almost like when you get the waiting in line on the sneakers app. You know what I mean?
Well done.
A little bit of hope.
Yeah.
You're like, maybe things are going to be different. And you know what, Gerard? They are not going to be different. We're going to have a fucking blizzard on Tuesday for all that I know, because that's what happens. We have a renegade snowstorm in April. So I'm going to enjoy it while I got it. And then on Tuesday, I'm going to avoid the streets.
I mean,
I was not made for the streets, Sharon. I was not made for the streets.
Hope is a tease, right? Designed to prevent us from accepting reality, right? Like that's what it is. I like what you drew the analogy there, the sneakers app, because there is that feeling, right, when you jump on there where it goes, you're in line, you. Because it doesn't tell you no straight up, right? Because that's the thing. It just gives you a little, oh, wait, we're going to guess maybe in line. It might be me.
It's an honor to be nominated. Like, that's how it feels every time. And we are all, it's like a hell of a drug. I know I say this all the time. Sneakers are a hell of a drug.
It's true.
But every time, all of us, everyone.
Yes, yes. We're all guilty
except
in full.
Except for Joe West Coast, but, you know.
Speaking of Joe West Coast, actually, while we're here.
Oh, wow. What do you think his streets are like this week, Gerard?
Well, you know, he at one point had a thriving business where he was in some months clearing $200K in profit. I don't know what he's doing now.
Maybe he should partner with Robinhood to get his stock price up. You know, him and GameStop can be killing it in the stock market.
Him and GameStop. Oh, man. No, look, I think, you know, look, that story is what it is. I think it's interesting because Nike came out this week. CEO Phil Donahue said, you know, we recognize the bots are a problem and we've been working on anti-bot technology, but clearly we need to double our efforts. And it's like, all right, my man, like, don't be out here acting like you didn't know bots were a problem.
Yeah, don't gaslight us.
Right. And now you're like, we got to double down on our efforts. It's like, nah, dude, like.
I haven't seen any job postings for Nike to staff up in the tech department. Like, what does that mean? Let's double down. I say that we're like, I know that Nike works very hard.
You like respectfully
to work
but.
On anti-bot technology, but like because bots are such a part of the culture, like it's like the Paris Hilton method, right? Like you work hard enough so that the task gets completed, but not so hard that you never get asked to do it again. Like that's kind of what I feel like that statement
yeah.
says to me. Like we hear you, but because it's become such a big part of the culture, conversely, I also don't think Nike can really do that much about it.
Right, yeah.
Because technology is always a step ahead.
Yeah. That's where I think you're right. I don't think there is much that he can.
Right.
Not him himself. He ain't doing anything. You know what I mean? The Nike folks working on it. But here's what I will say that I appreciated that he said. Now, whether it's just words or not, or it means anything, we'll see. He did say, you know, what we have to be concerned about is the erosion of trust between us, the brand, and our consumer, right, and our customer. And that's like a paramount importance, and I'm paraphrasing. But, you know, ultimately, that's what a brand is, right? Like, you enter into a relationship and a contract with a customer. The reason why Nike and Jordan Brand are so popular in the streets is because we as consumers love the brand so much and rep it and support it. But when we as the consumer lose trust in the fact that you're going to deliver things, that's a problem, right? Like particularly in this sneaker market. And look, I understand. I'm not saying they're going to get rid of the scarcity model. They're not going to do that because that's what works for them. But again, if the transactions were more transparent and it was clear what was happening, people would be fine, right? I always say, if you feel like it's a legitimate process, even if you get disappointed, you're going to be like, all right, it's legit. But now you go in knowing it's rigged. So you're like, man, this is some bullshit. This ain't real. And that's what causes so many issues.
They're never going to show what's going on behind the curtain. Like, I remember how scandalous it was when it came out that GOAT was like that Foot Locker owned GOAT. Mm-hmm. It's like all of this stuff is so intertwined behind the scenes. I mean, that's why, and we talk about this every week, that's why we like the small retailers mm-hmm. and resellers, right? Is that like there's a place for that. Even like the eBays of the world that still have that one-to-one relationship and they're not charging you fees for sellers or buyers, you know, like, and another lane, which I know we'll talk more about because we love them. Like, mm-hmm. because that's what keeps the culture going. And I know a lot of people who've gotten out of the game. I mean, I think to your point, like it's a step in the right direction that there's transparency, but we're never going to have full transparency. But I also did the brand's test. I wouldn't expect that either. I do think though, from a brand perception, it is important to see what they can do, right? Like I think everyone was kind of low key expecting to not get an L. Like everyone gets a shoe, like the Oprah methodology, you know, yeah. And who knows, like maybe they'll start production for one of those and
right.
come holiday time. What right. is the 11 of the year that they're mm-hmm. going to let everybody have,
right,
but
right.
I mean, I haven't taken a W
on a sneakers.
Shoe
yeah.
in like a year, maybe more.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
the only one that I got And it's because it was a restock and it didn't sell out in my size were those Air Maxes. You know, I know we talk about Air Maxes, the threes, and I love them and they're amazing. And I'm very happy to have gotten my hands on them. But like the customer experience for me with Nike hasn't been great for a while. And I know I'm not alone in saying that, but yeah. I think what's important to recognize though is brand perception versus customer experience, they are not created equal.
Sure.
Just because I have issues with sneakers app doesn't mean I'm not going to rock Nike.
Right.
And I think that's something that was very apparent. And I hope that in the wake of all of this, because I don't want to see anyone fail. I want to see everyone succeed. And, you know, Nike has so many retail and resale partners. They're still going to be making money.
Oh, I mean, that ain't gonna stop.
But if the attention is shifted away to some of these other companies that are putting out product, Nike products, for example, you know, like, I don't think that's a bad thing.
No.
Like I told you, Champs is like my ace in the hole when it comes to retail. I always have the best luck with Champs. Champs Times Square is like a diamond in the rough. They always have restocks. Stuff always comes there. Like, that's the only place I've been able to just walk into the store and buy kicks that I want.
And I think, you know, that's a perfect point for us to wrap this segment on. I think what we're talking about here is getting back to that human connection and that relationship, right? Because if you go to your, you know, your Champs Times Square, your local Foot Locker, or your Snipes store on Uptown, wherever, and you have that relationship, it's like, okay, that's where maybe we can get back to that point where it's like, all right, again, you feel like there's an opportunity or a chance, right? And I think that, again, to reiterate, that's just what I think people want to feel like. I have a legitimate chance, right? Mm-hmm. And I think so many people feel like their chances are not, it's not legit, right? It's like, it's just like, come on, this is not real. Like, we really have no shot at getting this. And again, I just think that's what people want. So maybe as things are getting better and opening back up and vaccine, more people are getting vaccinated and things are looking good, we'll get get back to that in-person experience in the store. And that may be a new trend.
But I hope so. And even for the online stuff, though, I'm just going to say one last piece because I know we're wrapping here because we have a great guest coming up shortly. But I think even from an online standpoint, like, I like seeing all these other players in the market, right? Like, I won the University Blue Ones on Noble.
Yeah.
First, like, beginner's luck, first raffle, shouts Noble. Like,
look at you. You took a W,
I'm
man.
I'm giving a new shot at life, Jerron.
Listen, you were very excited when you sent me that text message. I was like, oh, my God, she got a W.
I was shocked. I couldn't believe it happened. I'm so used to losing that, like,
listen,
getting one pair of kicks is a surprising delight.
You know what they say. Even a broken clock is right twice a day. So, congratulations.
I'm glad that I can be that broken clock.
Well, folks, stay tuned because, as Gabby mentioned, we have a special guest coming up. Continuing our theme of Women's History Month, even though we're not making history, it's just more about the ladies. As you know, we are a show for and about the ladies in many respects. So, stay tuned. What's good, everybody? We are back, and Gabby, we're not alone. We are joined by NBA photographer, world traveling photographer. You like that? World traveling photographer. She is the self-proclaimed energy queen. Although, actually, I think Gabby kind of gave you that title.
I think I gave her that title.
I think you might have given her that title. I mean, when I talk about, like, energy and infectious personality and, like, I mean, that is this person. If you look up the dictionary, you will find Lainey right next to it. Lainey, how are you? We are chilling, enjoying ourselves. First, we want to compliment you and kudos. Loving the hair. I know I know it's a whole new vibe for you. Looks lovely.
It's a whole new vibe. I mean, this is crazy. I haven't put any heat or straightened my hair in over 3 years. I've gone heat-free, completely let the curls be natural for the last 3 years. So this is like, this is crazy. I love it, though. I do.
I can feel the energy that's coming. Yeah. Like, this is like, there's like Lainey and then there's like, oh, Lainey. Okay.
Gabby, this is not Kicks and Shit Show After Dark. This is still
secretly what I'm trying to manifest. You know, so we started recording and got Lainey on the show. I'm like, let's get some Henny, some tequila. Yes. Meanwhile, it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. On the, you know, but.
Lainey, you are a woman of the world. You have seen a lot. You do a lot. You take exquisite photos. Here's the thing. People may not, like, you're like, who's Lainey? I bet you might have seen her photos somewhere, for sure. Yeah. So where did your love of pictures and capturing images come from?
Yeah. Thank you so much again, both of you. But it really all started with storytelling in general. I went to school in Iowa. I went to Iowa State. I'm originally
Cyclones.
From St. Louis. Yes, yes, exactly. Go Iowa State, go Cyclones. Being from St. Louis, I wanted to definitely branch out and go somewhere else for college. And so I went to Iowa State. Amazing sports program for the most part, especially when it came to like basketball, football, at least during the time that I was there. And so I was really focused on a lot of different things when I went to school. I originally was a major in dietetics. So at one point I wanted to do like dietitian. I wanted to do like that kind of field. But then I actually really fell in love with storytelling. And so I started working for the school newspaper, and I was a writer at first. And I loved it. I loved telling different stories. I loved interviewing people, kind of like with you all. You know, you're storytelling, asking questions, you're really feeling the vibes. And that's something I love to do as well. And so I ended up changing my major to public relations, which is a lot of writing, and started writing for the newspaper. And then I ended up taking photos for some of my stories. And then I get so like, this is like
amazing story,
because I love so much what I do that I just like, the energy like starts like fueling
out. The passion is there though. We love it. You can tell. It's contagious, girl.
Yes. And so I ended up starting taking photos for my stories. And then at one point I shot for our basketball team. I shot a basketball game, and I remember like people being like, damn, like she can do this. And I'm like, damn, I can do this, and fell in love with it. And if you've ever been to Iowa State's Coliseum, it's called Hilton Coliseum, and there's no feeling like it. They call it Hilton Magic, because when you step in that arena or on the court, like, you feel just a completely different way, and that was exactly what it was for me. And so I fell in love with photojournalism, storytelling through photos. And fell in love with the basketball program, and then started taking photos for the basketball, football, track, everything that Iowa State had to offer. I was there. I was at all the sporting events. I loved it. Started connecting with, you know, the different writers and different people that were there, and truly, truly just loved that kind of situation because of my energy, and then feeling like energy in those kind of sporting events or concerts. Like, that's kind of where I wanted to be.
And so when you leave college, what you graduate, what happens?
Yeah, so I graduated college, and I started working as a freelancer, taking photos for the Des Moines Register, which is the Iowa Capital newspaper. Loved it. It was really fun. Again, storytelling is exactly, I mean, that's what I love to do. I love to be able to tell these people stories or another story of someone else's life or situation. And so as I was doing that, I was working as a marketing manager at a smoothie company in Iowa. And in the back of my head, I was like, I know, like, I need to be on a court again. I need to be shooting photos. And so I graduated college in December of 2016. And then in August of 2017, so literally like just a few months later, I saw that the Chicago Bulls were hiring. And so being from Iowa, I was, you know, definitely ready to take a step and take a leap of faith and trust in the Lord. And I applied, I showed them my work, and after a very, very long interview process, they asked me to move to Chicago and be a photographer for the Chicago Bulls.
Amazing. That is like a dream job. Yes.
It is, and it was. Like, I mean, truly, like, autograph sessions, community events, player events, I mean, the fans, the game action, I mean, everything that went into the sport, because, you know, a lot of times you think of the game, but a lot of times you don't think of all the donations, all the fundraisers, all the things going on, sponsorships, partnerships. There's so many things beyond just the team. And for me being able to capture that, it was just, it still feels unreal.
Awesome. I want to tap into that a bit more, right? Because basketball is family, and we feel that way about sneakers too. And as someone that was working for the Knicks for a bit and for the G League, Westchester Knicks, like, that's a vibe that I don't think people realize, because they see these superheroes on the court and all the magic of the NBA, but like a little bit of that behind the scenes. Tell us more about the relationships that you formed just with players and the staff, and how that impacts from a storytelling perspective, so you can really truly capture who everyone is and all the amazing things that the organization is doing.
Yeah, thank you. So, I mean, I think a lot of it does have to do with understanding the culture, understanding basketball, and being able to form different relationships with different people. So my relationships with the players were definitely different than my relationships with the writers or the, you know, the TV broadcasters or even people in the front office. So just kind of being able to maneuver, you know, still be professional, but almost you could be more laid back with certain people. And so definitely when I'd be on the court or when I'd, you know, be at these player events, you know, it was always fun. We'd joke around. And after a while, you know, they see me all the time now shooting photos. And so it's like, there's almost like that sense of comfort to know like, oh, okay, we know Lainey, or like, we know, you know, we know her, so we can trust her to be goofy, or to, hey, can you grab this photo real quick of me in this fan, or, you know, so just kind of like building that relationship of familiarity.
Being around basketball, obviously, with these guys, I imagine, of course, you notice their shoes quite often. So when was the first time a player was like, yo, Lane, I need you to take a picture of these shoes? Or like, when was the first time you had a moment with a player and their shoes?
So what's crazy is like, I did it. Like, no one had asked me, but like, I had did it on my own. And so I remember it was Karl Anthony Towns. He had on these like Rick and Morty shoes. Like, and I love sneakers, like these Jordans and whatnot, but basketball shoes, I'm not super familiar, but it was like a basketball shoe and he had Rick and Morty on it. And I was like, oh my God, cause I love Rick and Morty. I love this like funny shows. And so I was on the court and I was like tiptoeing over, you know, it's like, like, when I'm on the court, like, I just, like, I like to be behind the scenes. So I was like, yeah, for real, like, tiptoeing. And while he was, like, stretching, I was like, and then I like, ran away. And it's something that's, like, really funny to me because I'm like, oh, like, that's dope. And I'm like, wait, why am I not taking photos of people's shoes? Like, there's the Rick and Morty ones, or there were tons of, you know, other ones I've seen. There were a bunch, you know, attributed to different, like, causes or people who had passed, you know, just different things on different sneakers and shoes. And I was like, oh, like, that's something, you know, I feel like hasn't been super tapped into yet. Of course, there's all the different, you know, Instagram, Bleacher Report kicks, mm-hmm. et cetera, like just a bunch of different options. But I'm like, well, I haven't done it yet. Let me tap into it.
Nice.
I love that. I also love that you shout out Bleacher Report kicks because, you know, there was a lot of great women on BR Kicks' International Women's Day. Mm. And, you know, and Gerard thinks that I'm going this in a different direction than I actually am. Gerard thinks I'm trying to give myself a plug because I was one of those.
I was going to give you a plug on my own. See, like, this is your problem. You're always trying to cut off jokes or like stop the momentum. I was going to say, yes, incredible women on BR Kicks, like our very own Gabby Rosenthal. You see, that's where I was going, but now you messed it all up, so forget it.
The reason I say that is because Gerard. The one thing that I loved about that is that there was a lot of connections to basketball with the women featured and, you know, the people that were there in terms of community. So you talk about community in terms of basketball. How have you kind of translated some of that into sneakers as well and your love for sneakers?
Yeah, absolutely. Just being able to appreciate, you know, what we do have because, you know, I'm sure you're all familiar with the sneakers app and, you know, L's are what we take far too often. And I think, you know, allowing ourselves to like feel like a sense of a part of like that community. Cause you know, it's like when you take an L and you know, other people, you're like, oh, like, okay, you feel the pain, you know? And I think like, all for me, like that sense of community, it's like, you know, we're all kind of going through it. Or when someone does hit and you're like, congrats, like enjoy, you better rock those. And for me, I'm like, shit, you better rock those things. Cause like, I wanted those. So, you know, I think just like supporting each other through our ups and downs when it comes to either copping sneakers, selling them if that's what you do. You know, there's just so many avenues to the sneaker world, and the sneaker community, I think, it's forever growing, and I love it.
Lainey, you are extremely positive and a person because you're out here like, oh, if somebody took a W, you're happy for them. I'm like, man, how many people are actually happy when somebody else takes a W? You mean, I know you genuinely are, but I feel like most people are like, man, F that dude who took that W.
I don't know. I appreciate you, Lainey, and keep putting that out there.
So for you, lady, what is your own personal sneaker journey, right? Obviously, we know you started taking photos and you love sports and basketball, but what's your journey? When did you fall in love with sneakers?
Yeah, so I, my ex-boyfriend, who I'm still very close with today, to this day, really introduced me to it. So he's from Iowa. So when I was living in Iowa at the time, he had all these shoes, all these boxes. He kept all the boxes and I like you know, it's just something that I was around, but like I never really got into it. But he'd have just all the different Jordan 1s, he'd have the 3s, like just everything. And I'm like, how many shoes do you need? But then when I moved to Chicago and I saw everybody, I'm like, oh, he has shoes, or he has, you know, I'm like, is this like really a thing? Like, this wasn't just like something he was interested in. And so I moved here, and that's actually where I fell in love with it, because Chicago has such a huge sneaker culture, and it was just dope to be around people who were interested in it. And it really interests me. I was like, actually, this stuff is pretty cool. And so I ended up starting, you know, my own collection as well, and starting to match with like what my ex, you know, had gotten as well. I was like, can we match? He's like, no. I was like, well, and so like, and I can't wait to show, you know, with my shoe and tell today, like my favorite pair, like, is my favorite pair. And I think it's like, he would always wear them. I think like, what's the word? Like subconsciously, they my favorite pair. And so again, like still to this day, we're great friends, but like now I feel like I have more sneakers than him. And so it's just, it's something fun for me now. And I just love it. I think because like I said, the sneaker culture is forever growing. Like there's, you just never can have too many pairs of shoes.
I love that.
I mean, you know, I agree with that. And I know we're going to talk more about specific kicks, but I love that. That was like a low key flex there, by the way. Like, you know, I might have more than him now with my straight hair, just like brush that to the side.
But what I think is so interesting, Lainey, that you touched on there was, you know, this idea of you felt the passion of other people, right? And I think that's the important part about what sort of connects people and brings people into any culture. I mean, obviously we're talking about sneaker culture here, but why someone may jump into gaming, or why someone jumps into, I don't know, Star Wars or whatever, right? Like you feel the passion of the people who are there, and you're like, yo, especially when they make it feel like inviting, and you're like, yeah, I want to be a part of this. And that's a great experience that you had, like coming to Chicago and feeling that from other people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I totally agree. And I think like, just being surrounded by it, it makes you want to, you know, invest in it more. And that's why it's so important, I think, to always, you know, be excited, or, you know, show people who you are and what you love, because you don't know if it's going to influence or excite somebody else.
I love that.
And I think that's a great point. And like you being from Chicago, Gerard and I met in Chicago.
We did.
That All-Star was a very special moment. I would love to know. And obviously, you know, our girl, Tara. Miss Copham and Rockham, who I'm fortunate to have live near me in Jersey these days, but would love to know more, because she's the one who connected us, right? So it's like, that's how you came to us, is through this power of connection. What did you think of All-Star this year? And then what did you love about it when it was in Chicago?
Yeah. So, I mean, All-Star this year, I think was just obviously a little different. I think as far as like taking safety precautions, I think, you know, they did as well as they could. I haven't, like, I don't really know exactly the specifics of what happened this year in Atlanta, but, you know, I think it all went well as it could have gone. I mean, the game action was amazing. I mean, I watched the games, and I love it. I love basketball, but as far as, like, last year, I was working for All-Star under the Jordan brand, and so I was really getting to be a part of that journey and go to, the different activations and really see that sneaker culture almost behind the scenes, because I was around a bunch of people who worked for Jordan or worked for Nike, and I got to really see it from both sides, you know, the people who were attending these events or just enjoying. And so for me as a photographer and, you know, photojournalist, I think just being able to capture the excitement around the shoes, around the sport, around the culture, around connecting, because a lot of All-Star is connecting and meeting people. And I met so many amazing people last year, you know, during the Chicago All-Star, people that I still talk to this day. And it's just such a blessing to be able to do it and to celebrate, you know, to celebrate basketball and culture and sneakers. I mean, just all of it.
Yeah. So you spent all that time in that cold ass armory in Chicago.
You know, ain't nothing to it. You know, at this point, like Chicago, I'm over at this point. I can do it. Like, I got my coat, my parkas, I got my hat. Like,
what do you have on your feet, though? I got to ask, what do you have on your feet? Because our man's Gerard sneakers in All-Star in Chicago. So I got to ask.
It was snowing in Chicago. I'm not putting my sneakers on in that snow and slush.
I have Air Force Ones, Gerard, you know, that are made for the snow. Shouts
I'm trying to think what I even had on that year, like, or last year. Probably like the cement threes, because those are like almost like a durable shoe. Like, you know, they're kind of like thicker. Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
at the Jordan event. Yep.
So yeah, I think like threes are a good shoe. Like, ones are great as well, but I think like as far as like snow and ice goes, like one's a little bit more thinner. And so the threes are a nice little durable kind of moment. So yeah, I'm pretty sure I wore the threes, and like this event threes are just such a classic. Like, I knew I could almost like wear it with anything. And I wear mostly all black, which, you know, I'll mention at some point later on in the interview, but yeah, they're easy to match with.
I was gonna say, you don't need to wait. Tell us about the all black. This is me wearing a lot of color. Oh, I appreciate this.
Well, I was just gonna, like, for like our, you know, the next segment, I was gonna talk about my favorite shoes.
Oh yeah, see, Gabby, you're always,
I just get so excited.
You're always interrupting the guests' flow. Let them do their thing. We'll get to that.
Energy's just so contagious. I can't help myself. Like, I am here for all of it.
Before we get to America's favorite segment, Shoe and Tell, Lainey, what? So obviously you're an NBA photographer. Life's a little bit different this year with, you know, COVID and the way that arenas are set up. So what are some other things you're working on as a traveling photographer?
Yeah, so now, in addition to being in Chicago, now I consider Chicago where I'm based. I don't technically live here full-time anymore. I travel now. So I'm working with different athletes all over, local athletes, pro athletes, collegiate athletes, anyone who's able and safely able to work. And so I spend a lot of time now in Miami, which, you know, I'm in the process of getting my stuff moved over there as well, so I can both be in Miami and in Chicago. So those are kind of the two markets I'm focused on right now. I love Miami. I think the basketball culture out there is amazing. It's beautiful out there. And especially now that I can travel and I'm blessed enough to do that. You know, why not do it?
No, that works. And I think too, from a photography standpoint, of course, as a photographer, you like all different kinds of environments and backdrops for photos. But, you know, when you're going to have sunshine for the majority of the time, that kind of makes your life a little bit easier and more manageable to deal with, right? So, I'm sure the athletes love that as well.
Yes, I feel like those warmer cities are just, they're happy a lot more. But, you know, not that, like, people in colder cities aren't as happy, but, like...
They're not, it's okay.
You're right. I'm going to say you're correct.
Yeah, like... Oh, another day of sunshine? Okay, great. Like, us, we're like, oh my God, another day of cold snow? Okay, cool. Like, you know, it's just like a different vibe.
Absolutely. Well, folks, stay tuned, because coming up next is America's favorite segment, Shoe and Tell, presented by Another Lane, the premier digital marketplace for dope kicks. Stay tuned. What's good, everybody? We are back, and it is time for America's favorite segment, Shoe and Tell, presented by Another Lane, the premier digital marketplace for dope kicks. You know, listen, we got to rep our peoples, Chad and Adina, AnotherLane.com. Make sure you guys check it out. If you're all about community and the culture, Another Lane is the place to be. So, Lainey, this is your show. Take it away.
First of all, I love the name of that, because, you know, like, Lane, and like, I go by Lane. Like,
see?
We got Another Lane.
Serendipitous.
I love it. Well, as far as Shoe and Tell goes, of course, previously I mentioned how, you know, I love black, you know, black, wearing black and just being able to kind of match a lot of things with it. And so, you know, of course, I would love to say that my favorite shoe, of course, Jordan 1, the Shadows, just because the black and gray is so easy to match with. I hate to say that, like, a Jordan 1 is my favorite just because.
No,
like,
don't hate to say it. No. Don't hate it. No. If you like it, you like it.
Yes. Well, I love it. I love the colorway. And I just love the way that I feel when I'm wearing them, because no matter what I'm wearing, I'm like, oh, no. I'm fly. So definitely love these. And like I mentioned, these were one of, like, the first shoes that my ex had worn, or, like, that I had noticed. And I was like, I really like those. And so I ended up getting a pair, and just, like, I found, like, this was kind of the really got me into, like, wanting more. I think, like, of course, like, the Air Force One as well, just because it's such a classic. But, like, the colorway about the Jordan One, you know, the Shadows, really, you know, really impacted me. And so I just love any kind of black, gray, white color scheme. the shadows are it for me.
Love that. Producer Hugh, make sure you cut that clip of Lainey saying, I'm fly. Like, we need that on a loop.
That needs to be part of.
So definitely cut that, Hugh.
Okay.
Love it. What else? Anything else you want to show us?
She's like, step into my office.
I mean, if you don't have to, but if you want to show us more, show us more.
Yeah, I mean, I have so many behind me. I just really love all of them.
What are you rocking the most right now?
Honestly, I don't really have one that I wear all the time. Like, I really like flip and flop. But one that I really like, the box. And if you look in, like the wrap, the paper that was like inside. Like, sorry, no, kind of hard to see, but
beautiful.
It's Jordan, obviously. It's just like, so I mean, like, I just love shoes, and I think like there's so many things like. In addition to the shoe itself, like the way that it came, or, you know, just different things that are about the shoe, the things that come with it or come on it. And so what's really cool about this shoe is when it came. So this is what it looks like now. But when it came, it was like this.
Oh.
So what I did was like it was like string. It was attached to like some string. So I cut the string and then I exposed the Jordan symbol.
I like
so
it.
So now... Yeah, these are dope. And I think, like, if you all, like, are aware of, like, kind of, like, the union, you know, what they produce, you know, there's just so many, you know, now that, like, they're a part of this family, I think it's just dope to see what they create and what's created now. So, yeah, these are definitely a favorite, but honestly, the packaging was incredible. And I just love that, like, I could get creative and, like, cut this and something else. For me, like, being creative, not only with photography, but how can I be creative with my sneakers? Can I change out the laces? Can I cut like I did? But how can I make it for me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or just leave it the way it is. I think, you know, whatever, you know, kind of like what you were saying, if I like it, then that's all that matters.
See, 100%. And the Union 4s are obviously, of course, a popular shoe. I know a lot of people were wanting to take W's on the Union 4s and did not, took a lot of L's. Shouts to you, Lanes, for taking that W on the Union 4s. But I think you're so right. Like, there is a point about it where, look, and you clearly, when you buy your sneakers, it's to rock them, right? Not necessarily to dead stock them, right? There's some people who are like, I just want to keep them on ice. And you're like, nah, man, I buy these to match with all my outfits and what I have going on.
Yes. And like, and that's the thing. I feel like you can do whatever you want with sneakers. Like, if you want to hang on to them, you can. If you want to rock them, you can. Like, there's just so many things. Like, for me, I'm wearing them. Like, how can I put them with my outfits? Or, oh, I know this would be so dope at this shoot. Or a lot of times I have to be kind of cautious about what shoe I wear to a shoot, because if I'm going to be bending, you know, maybe I'm not going to wear a Jordan 1 because of the crease. I know some people are kind of like iffy about that crease. I'm one of those people. I really don't like that crease on the toe box area. So I know a lot of times when I'm going to be bending, and a lot of times as a photographer, you're bending down to get different angles. I know kind of ahead of time, like, maybe I shouldn't wear the ones, but, you know, there's just so many different silhouettes. Or, like, you know, even like the Jordan 11s are great because you can kind of bend in those. You know, those I don't mind kind of getting a little like scruffy or dirty, because, you know, again, those are more so like that like basketball shoe type feel versus like the more like streetwear sneaker.
I got you. And I imagine when you go to shoots with these athletes, they're often like, damn, Lane, you got some heat.
I'm like, yeah, girls can do it too. They're like, hey, how'd you get that? I was like, hello, like, I'm a part of it too. Like, so it's dope. Like, they do be calling me out, and they're like, dang, like, they be like hyped off it. I'm like, yeah, but like, that's the thing. I'm like, oh, that's dope. Like, I created a positive and energetic moment for them. Like, and they got excited off a shoe that I was wearing. And like, for me, like, as a person who's like super positive and super energetic, like, that's all I could ever ask. And if my shoes do that, I love it so much.
That is outstanding. Well, listen, we could talk to you for a million hours because you got all the energy and you are so hyped up But Lainey, tell the people where they can find you.
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram, of course. You can find me at Lane Photo, which is L-A-N-E-Z Photo. I also have a website, Twitter, of course, but I would say Instagram is one of the best places, just because you can see my work, you can peep what I'm up to. Definitely post on my story a lot, you know, if I'm traveling or what my fits are, you know, that day going to the airport, you'll see my, you know, my fits or my shoes, something, especially, you know, when I am traveling or when I'm on these shoots. But definitely Instagram is the spot to be. But again, you know, I'm out here, so feel free to reach out or, you know, DM, of course.
Love it. Love it. And of course, folks, that was Shoe and Tell, America's favorite segment, presented by Another Lane, the premier digital marketplace for dope kicks. And that was another amazing episode of the Kicks and Shit Show. Y'all know where to find us. Of course, folks, we are part of the Count the Dings family. And on that bomb podcast feed, we are the Saturday show. Make sure you check us out. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, all that. We are at Kicks and Shit Show on all social media platforms. And until next time, peace.